C. Marie Furman, dear body, it was never your fault. It was not how you were dressed, not your fault you developed full breasts and savage hips at a young age, or that your uncle said, "Look at that swing," as you walked in front of him, age 8. Dear body, it is not your fault that wearing a short skirt puts you in jeopardy, that the brown of your skin puts you in the minds of others that call you exotic, consider you easy, and that because I believe them, I spread my dear legs. Dear legs, I know you wanted to run. Dear heart, forgive me for trying to fool you. And body, forgive me as we try to forgive Disney for sexualizing Pocahontas, as we forgive whomever perverted the word squaw, invented the ridiculous buckskin mini dress that appears on a tan body in every single John Wayne Western. Dear John Wayne, I forgive you for hating horses, but I don't forgive you for using fake Indians to manifest your big screen destiny. In fact, I don't forgive you for using Indians at all to make cowboys and killing iconic, heroic. But I forgive myself for the time when I was 12 and saw you swagger across the TV and thought you were the kind of man I would be safe with, a real man. Dear real men, I am thinking about what the term real means, particularly to my body, specifically my blood, wherein lies the DNA of generations of Native women who now address you, who now charge you with an explanation for the scars of your scalpels and your slurs. If real equates strong, and strong equals powerful, by which I mean someone decides what happens to others, then I address you. But without salutation, because no salutation is unkind enough to address the decisions you made about our dear bodies. I'm talking to you, policymakers. I'm talking to you, George H.W. Bush. I am pointing my finger at your chest, your dear body, which is still, so far as I know, intact, or at least was when you suggested a bill to Congress, which was passed by Richard Nixon, that allowed doctors to remove the uterus, ovaries, womb, ability for Native women to reproduce. As many as 60,000. Our population fell by 75%. I am talking to you and to the America that allowed it. Dear America, I forgive you because, dear America, we are still here, still fighting for rights to our bodies, for our mothers, our daughters, our sisters. Dear sisters, dear uterus, dear womb, dear legs and hair and eye and breasts and glorious brown skin and luck of being born Native to a naive America. The cuts were deep but not fatal. We are still here, still dear, dear body, dear bodies, dear, dear bodies.